This episode is brought to you in part by Split Software. Split is the feature delivery platform you need to help you exceed modern expectations in continuous and progressive delivery. As they once said, if you're not first, you're last. Similarly, if you're not delivering, you're falling behind. A software release shouldn't be stressful, and yet they tend to happen late at night after many days of stress. Imagine if it were otherwise. No mishaps, headaches, or hair loss. Split is the feature data platform software engineers need to release features quickly and safely. You and up to 10 of your colleagues can create your first feature flags at split.io/AWS morning brief. That's split.io/AWS morning brief. Hello and welcome to the Last Week in AWS podcast, the final episode of this before we go on site for reInvent. Now let's start on a sad note. Pour one out for Protocol, a phenomenally well-written tech publication that suddenly shut down and laid everyone off last week. They're going to be missed. I used them to figure out what was going on in various parts of the tech world. Their team was great, and they were a constant source of news. But in happier news, the greatest release of reInvent 2022 has already been released. More on that. Let's dive in. What has Amazon been up to? Amazon NAT Gateway now allows you to select private IP address for network address translation. For as much as that thing costs, it should allow me to select from a variety of fine caviars as well. Amazon S3 Glacier improves restore throughput by up to 10x when retrieving large volumes of archived data. This is one of those fun releases that improves an issue that I didn't realize existed. Fun story. In the before times, I asked a room full of people, and for to be clear here, I was giving a talk, not being a jackass at Applebee's, to raise a hand if they'd used Glacier before. A bunch of people raised their hands. Now keep your hand up if you've ever restored something from Glacier, and virtually every hand went down. It's just not something that people restore from all that frequently, which is the entire point of the service. But when you need it, you're sure glad it's there. Amazon Time Sync is now available over the internet as a public NTP service. But given that it reports a Stratum 4, and lower numbers are better, Google's equivalent reports a Stratum 1, it appears that the source of time it uses is Grandpappy's old watch kept in an AWS data center for sentimental reasons. AWS Repost launches a community leaderboard. I've spent a couple of days poking around Repost, and I regret to inform you that it seems baby seals get more hits than this iteration of the AWS forums does. Announcing the new applications widget on AWS Console Home. I'm still holding out for custom widgets. Imagine if you could get this level of snark inside of the AWS console itself. Amazon S3 request level information on use of access control lists coming to S3 server access logs and AWS CloudTrail. While yes, this does make the logs and also this episode slightly wordier, it's incredibly helpful information to have when you need it. Know before you go, an AWS Partner's Guide to reInvent 2022. I was kind of surprised to discover that this post was more than just a list of dire threats. Introducing our final AWS Heroes of the Year, November 2022 edition. It's always good to see the ranks of community heroes swelling, and also the other forms of heroes, the serverless heroes, the container heroes, the hero heroes. It's sort of AWS's equivalent of things like Microsoft's MVP program. These people are great. No, I am not one of them. This is not me being self-aggrandizing, for once.
Forget everything you know about SSH and try Tailscale. Imagine if you didn't need to manage PKI or rotate SSH keys every time someone leaves. That'd be pretty sweet, wouldn't it? With Tailscale SSH, you can do exactly that. Tailscale gives each server and user device a node key to connect to its VPN, and it uses the same node key to authorize and authenticate SSH. Basically, you're SSHing the same way you manage access to your app. What's the benefit here? Built-in key rotation, permissions as code, connectivity between any two devices, reduce latency, and there's a lot more, but there's a time limit here. You can also ask users to re-authenticate for that extra bit of security. Sounds expensive? Nope, I wish it were. Tailscale is completely free for personal use on up to 20 devices. To learn more, visit snark.cloud/tailscale. Again, that's snark.cloud/tailscale.
Now open, AWS region in Spain. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the control plane, which then reflects on your AWS bill. Olay! Introducing Amazon EventBridge Scheduler. I love this so much. Finally, I don't have to change one of my EventBridge rules for my newsletter and this podcast twice a year to account for daylight saving time. Yes, I could have over-engineered something to compensate for that, but I don't have invoke a Lambda function twice a week kind of money lying around over here. Migrate row change timestamp from IBM DB2 for ZOS to Amazon RDS for PostgreSQL or Amazon Aurora PostgreSQL compatible edition. Ah, crap, the mainframe is leaking into the cloud again. And finally, the greatest release of reInvent for this or any other year, you can now assign multiple MFA devices in IAM. That buries the lead. You can do this as well for the AWS root user account. Yes, finally, you can stop sharing QR codes among the people who need access to that root account and just have multiple hardware tokens. This has taken so long that I can only assume there was some obnoxious, gnarly technical reason that this was not done years ago. I am so glad that this is here, and every other announcement at this reInvent or any other pales in comparison to this release. This is amazing. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. We are about to enter hell in Las Vegas. I hope to not see you there because you don't have to go. But if you do, please come find me.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.